Are you feeling tired, out of shape, and unhealthy? We've got the radio show for you. Hi, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
And I'm Dr. Christopher Green, medical doctor with CHI Memorial.
Join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
for Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
We're a radio show about nutrition, wellness, and healthy living.
Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, provided by Avalon Design.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is a production of Whitfield Media Group from the Vascular Institute Studio. Welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Download. This is a podcast about bodybuilding, fitness, and healthy living. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. And now, here's Sean Whitfield, Darren Johnson, and IFBB Pro bodybuilder Matt Davis.
And now, let's get started with download number 52. Thank you for joining us. I am Sean Whitfield, along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Glad to be back with you. This is our special post edition of the 2022 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. I know we all put in a lot of hours at the ballroom. Are you both recovered? You both look a little tired.
I mean, it was a fun day.
Yeah,
it was a long day, but it was a fun day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the conversation, I want to also bring in, and she is joining us here in the Vascular Institute studio, and she is our new 2022 Miss Chattanooga, none other than Haley Booker. Hello, Haley.
Hi.
So, thank you for joining us. So I guess my first question is how does it feel to be Miss Chattanooga now? Has it changed your life so far?
I think my husband was more excited than I was. We went to dinner afterwards last night, and he leaned over to me and he goes, "You think if you tell the waitress you're Miss Chattanooga, we could get this meal for free?" Yeah. I was like, there is no chance that I'm doing that.
Or at least get a free dessert.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to get into conversation in a moment about what it was like for you and that type of thing. But Darren, we'll start with you. Give us your opinion, your overview, especially as director of competition. How do you think the weekend went?
I thought it was a great weekend. It started Friday. The volunteers came in Friday, and that was to see what they were doing, you know, as far as putting the paper down, make sure everything is set, you know, make sure that you're taking care of the hotel, because and having responsibility and them working together as a team, and then coming in and then moving into the weigh-in area with Matt and Julie mm-hmm. and Adam Chauncey, and just the whole background kind of stuff, setting everything up was to me was really cool. And then how it all kind of flowed once we got it rolling, it was just like a little machine. Everybody got in, got out.
Yeah.
And Friday went really smooth. Saturday morning, I mean it was fun to be a part of something, you know what I'm saying, be a moving part of something, because getting in there with the volunteers at 7:15, them all showing up on time, which means they were serious, going over what we want to do, because without them the show doesn't even work, you know. So getting on the volunteers and getting on their pages, and then following that straight up with the competition meeting, you know, it's just being part of the machine was fun to me. It was there were points that it felt like it was a little overwhelming, but then there's points it felt like it was running really slow and really smooth. So, you know, it's kind of like playing golf, hit that one shot and you keep wanting to do it. That just kept going throughout the show. There were moments of hard, and then there was moments of easy, moments of hard. So it was a lot of fun. Then Saturday night, a moment of hard. I mean, here we are, we're in the middle of the show's fixing to start, and we're starting on time, and Sean looks at me and goes, "You got 20 minutes, dude, 20 minutes." I know, Sean, I know what I got.
You were still getting the awards together.
Yeah, I was still trying to get the awards together. So we pushed right up to starting time, which was cool. I mean, you know, because once Nina and everybody, when all the volunteers were in their stations, everybody's rolling, and you just saw it winding down, this is it. It's time to put this thing together, put pen to paper, basically. Let's see if this plan works.
Yeah.
And it rolled out, went smooth, and you're just like, or it's kind of smooth, but you know, okay, cool.
Well, and there's a sense of a pride and I don't know the lack of a better word, success, because it was definitely a team effort.
I mean this
was so many people are part of this team, and that's what made it successful.
Yeah, I mean, we had, I'm not kidding, we had and I we had some of the best judges. Obviously, because this is the second judges meeting I've been going to that I've attended, and this one, all the judges were incredibly engaged in the conversations about the show. They were all engaged, which showed me they all really were into this. I mean, it's just, I mean, when you get seven people together that are really giving advice, talking, conversating, going back and forth, mm-hmm. it shows you put some people that are engaged in this, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, to me, you know, that's what it's all about. Because, I mean, you know, when you see, you know, one of our judges asking another judge and they're discussing good and bad points, you know, you put together a good team. You know, you put together, wow, these people are all on the same page.
And all very experienced and well qualified.
I'll tell you, all well qualified. And who kind of blew my mind was Shelby Hammondry.
Mm-hmm.
She had some really insightful, since she's competing now, you know, which, you know, she has her thumb on the pulse of what's going on.
24 years old.
Thank too. You. And the girl has a biology degree, so she's a little bit more mature than, you know, when she would talk about, she has fitness in her agenda, in her criteria. She has experience in that.
Yeah.
And it shows, because if you look at her pictures, her she is progressing. So she knows what the class needs. You know, so you bring that expertise to the table, and she tells you that, and you're like, we have someone on the go right now on this judging staff,
mm-hmm.
and it's just watching. It's so, yeah, just everything that happened at that show with Matt and Julie, and being backstage at Adam Chauncey running that. I mean, it's just do like a clockwork. It's like watching these people work. It's like it was fun. It was a great weekend, Sean.
Yeah, especially to add to that, you mentioned Adam and all of our people, part of our team, side stage, backstage. You know, Julie, Adam, Matt, and so on. Everybody, you know, had it going on. Was right on the money. Adam helped me a couple of times to stay on track with,
yeah.
you know, making sure I did what I needed to do as far as emceeing the event. And so I appreciated that, because without him being there to sort of help me a little bit, I would have screwed up.
Dude, well, Matt emceeing the prejudging.
Yeah.
Kyle Burrows, one of the judges, was like, I loved that this year,
mm-hmm.
because I knew what was going on when I was listening.
Yeah.
And then his description, Matt would describe what the difference was in the classes. Mm-hmm. You know, like the reason this is this, because you have to be at this height, and this height requires this weight. So you can't have some big guy. You know, like he explained, so people could understand what they're looking at on stage at the prejudging, which makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because now you know what you're looking at and what you're looking for and what the judges are kind of looking at. So having that added to the prejudging was outstanding. And Matt did a great job with that.
All right, Matt, what are your thoughts? How would you overview the event?
I thought it was great. I mean, I can't think of any negatives at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it went well. I thought it would go well, and it did. So
I want to get your opinion, both of you, on this. My expectations were exceeded. Were they with both of you, or did they pretty much meet them? It exceeded my expectations.
I felt they were met. I thought that was the standard we needed to meet, and I thought we did. You know, there. You know, I don't have anything.
I think where I'm going with this is not with the team that we assembled, but with the demand of tickets, the demand of people that wanted to come.
Oh yeah, that's.
I started trying to keep track because I had a waiting list going on. You know, over the last several days. And it got to be so overwhelming, I lost track. I mean, I was having people message me in all forms of ways, text, email, throughout social media. The hotel even brought it to my attention this morning, Sunday morning, that there was at least a dozen phone calls of people calling to see if there were tickets available. Then the people that were working our registration said there was a number of people that showed up trying to buy tickets to get in. Of course, as you both know, we were at max capacity.
Yeah.
So it was that part, I guess, is the thing that I think about the most when I think about exceeding my expectations. But Matt, this was your retirement on stage.
Correct.
And man, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was
the team of guys you assembled.
It was everything I wanted to do. So like I said, I couldn't pass that opportunity by. So I'm happy.
So I haven't had a chance to talk to Isaiah and Tyler and the rest of the guys, but did you get feedback from them? Were they pleased with?
Yeah, I think they had a great time. You know, I hope that they were. It was their pleasure to be there. It was certainly my pleasure to have them there. And you know, I was certainly appreciated. I'm honored that they took time out of them, to basically come and support me and help, you know, do this thing the way I kind of wanted to do it. And it's a little bit of the passing of the torch, maybe, but I felt like that was the opportunity I couldn't pass.
Matt, for those that are listening and are not aware of exactly what we're talking about, just sort of share real quick the folks you had on stage with you.
Yeah, well, first of all, they should have got their ticket a month ago if they didn't see it.
It didn't go without us, you know, staying on people for sure.
I think I mentioned that. So
yeah, more than once.
You know, but no, it was great being on stage with the, you know, Tyler Talent and Isaiah Hawthorne, both IFBB pros. They're right around 30 years old, you know, so they got a decade or more of really uphill progressive years that they can go. Those guys are going to go to the top.
Yeah.
You know, they're where they are now, and they're at that point at an age, they're just going to get better. They're going to get better for 10 more years.
Yeah.
And so I think Chattanooga has yet to see what heights of bodybuilding can be reached by the guys that are around here. So it meant a lot to me that they would take time out and come share the stage with me and, you know, allow me to be up there with my peers one more time.
Yeah. As both of you know, being up on stage, it was hard to see down into the audience because of the bright lights. So I was just curious, Matt, what was the response you got from the audience? I know there's a lot of cheering going on, but what was the look on people's faces when you guys went down into the audience?
Oh, it was cool. You know, I gave a lot of high fives to some of the people that I saw that I knew, and then some to people I didn't know. And yeah, you know, I think there were pictures, and so I think that was well received. And,
yeah.
But you're right. We jumped off that stage. We didn't know where we were going until we got down there.
Yeah. All right, Miss Chattanooga, Haley Booker, share with us your perspective as a competitor, an athlete, before winning the Miss Chattanooga. How was it from your outlook?
Well, I did trophies last year for the Fit Expo, and I knew that it was awesome last year. And I think, you know, pretty much everybody that you guys have had on the podcast has said, you know, and talked about the family atmosphere, and that was 100% there this year. There were a lot of first-time competitors. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just like one big family back there. It's amazing. It's unlike any other show. And it's just awesome.
Now, I this mean, was your second show.
Yeah.
So you did the Knox Classic last year.
Mm-hmm.
So was there a big difference in just the overall experience as an athlete from the two? I know the Knox Classic's much bigger, but was it similar to you, or was it very different?
It's similar, but it's different in a lot of ways. Everybody at the Knox Classic was great. All the promoters and everything, they were awesome. All the competitors were super nice, and especially with that being my first show. I mean, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, so I needed a lot of help.
You had Darren down on the front row.
I did have Darren, yes.
I had Darren and her mama, who ain't missed one yet.
Yeah. But the Fit Expo was just different. I told somebody last night, it's really cool, you know, to just be a part of the bodybuilding community in Chattanooga, because you see a lot of these people on a day-to-day basis, and you see the kind of work that they put in, and you see them change, and then to see everything come together. And I mean, I'm so proud of everybody. It was amazing to see all that come together.
Because everybody's sort of running their own race.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's races are more challenging than others, and everybody's got their own world going on. And you're right. I mean, everybody is working hard, and putting in the hours. And then when they got tough trainers like Darren and Matt, you know, it even makes it that much tougher. So you won the 2022 Miss Chattanooga. What went through your mind when we announced your name?
I was not expecting that at all.
That was a tough group of girls.
It was.
Yeah. That was a tough group of girls.
Yeah.
And they all looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Yeah. I was honored to stand up there with all of those women. it was great. I definitely wasn't expecting it. Uh-huh. So I think somebody that was in the crowd got a video, and my face was just complete shock. So I'm glad that somebody got that on video, because I was definitely shocked for sure.
Well, I've met your mother. How did she, what was her comments, and how did she feel?
My mom is not a super emotional person. She's only cried like one time in my life, I think. Uh-huh. She was super excited. And on the videos, you know, I could hear her screaming and everything. My dad cried. He's a big teddy bear.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he was excited. So he gets emotional.
You had a fan club there.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of family and friends came out, and it was great.
Yeah. How did it feel to have Saban Doxy be the one that presented it to you?
That was awesome. I mean, obviously, I have some massive shoes to fill, because she's amazing. Yeah. But just, I also have her as a role model and a friend. We've become pretty close over the past couple months. She's helped me a lot with my posing and just keeping up with the bodybuilding community, like the pros and stuff. We send each other videos all the time. And if I have a posing session one day, I'll send it to her, and you know, she'll critique me, and she'll send me her posing, and you know, send me her check-in pictures and stuff. So it's really cool to have a friend that's in prep too. Mm-hmm. And you know, especially somebody like her that's got all this experience, and you know, she's clearly amazing at what she does. So it's nice to have her as a friend and a role model.
Yeah. Darren, anything you'd like to add as competition director to this conversation?
Well, I mean, it goes to show the level of competition that we're bringing, because this year, the quality of competition, I mean, any one of those girls, anyway, they were all Miss Chattanooga's in their category, because mm-hmm. they were just all amazing. I mean, Leslie's abs were off the chart, dude. They were just fun to look at. I mean, you could see that she took the time to get ready. I mean, the quality of the competition this year is what I thought was good. Not just the top, but as you can see, people getting into the show. Yeah. You know, that's what I felt, because there were some very tough classes.
Yes, there was. Matt, any thoughts?
No, I agree with that. You know, it's. Man, I'm just glad I wasn't a judge. That would have been tough.
Amen, Daddy. You know? Amen on that.
A lot of classes.
Yeah. It seems like, it may just be me, but it seems like the judging was a little more challenging for the panel this year compared to last year.
I sat in on the meeting, and I'm telling y'all, they were amazing, because they knew what they were looking at. And that's what's so cool about Chattanooga Show. Is the Chattanooga Show, there right now, there's enough contestants to where we can do that. We can really judge you. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just get that 15 seconds of fame you get with 300 contestants. No, the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga right now, you can get a lot of information for your career if you're starting it here as a feeder system up, because you've got judges that take the time out to break you down. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, I mean, with the level of competition getting better each year, the level of judging is going to have to get better. And they stepped it up to it this year. They did.
Yes, they did. Haley, what's the future hold for you in competition?
I'm planning on doing the Tennessee State Show in August. And then I am going to do the Nashville Fit Show the weekend after that. And hopefully take an off season after that, mm-hmm. and maybe do a national show the next year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some feedback at the Nashville Fit Show and see what I need to work on, and then go back to work.
And you're how old?
26.
26. You got a lot of good years ahead.
Yes. You got a career girl if you want it. You got a career girl if you want it.
So you started a new business, what, a year or so ago?
Yeah, almost a year.
Yeah, share with people what your business is. And I'm curious if we'll be able to have a conversation a year from now, and maybe being Miss Chattanooga has been beneficial to your business in some ways.
Yeah. So I own Alluring Looks. We're on Hickson Pike, 6204 Hickson Pike. And we do spray tans, facials, lash extensions, makeup, pretty much all things beauty and aesthetics. We've been open there about a year in August. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple other girls working with me. And we love it, and I'm happy to be there.
So for anyone that wants to follow you on social media, how can they do that?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It's at Alluring Looks Spa. And then on Facebook, it's Alluring Looks by Haley.
And as far as I know, you've posted a lot of really great photographs. And so if there's somebody out there that wants to check those out, They just can follow you on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Best two ways.
Yes.
Well, before we have to head to a break, anything else you'd like to say or share with us about winning the title?
I don't think so. Just I'm honored. Super honored.
I can only imagine you would probably, or you did feel maybe overwhelmed last night.
A little bit, yeah. I still feel like I'm kind of on cloud nine.
Yeah.
It hasn't really sunk in yet, so.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you as our 2022 Miss Chattanooga, and we're very thankful that you decided to participate, because there's a lot of shows you can participate in or not, and so we thank you for being a part of our competition. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield, along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Before I bring in our next guest that's going to be joining us here today, Matt, Darren, I wanted to get your thoughts and opinion on a few highlights of the show, meaning things that stood out about the show that you thought that was really cool. I'll start us off when Ed Jones came out on stage.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the highlights. And you know, Ed got out there and he was pulling that rope. You remember?
Oh yeah.
You remember him seeing he was pulling the rope?
I wonder what he was doing. I was like, what is he? Is that a pose? I was like, what is that?
And he was really getting into it too.
That was fantastic.
He was drawn off the crowd, and so that was a highlight. And then another one was when Melvin Burrows came out as Ric Flair.
Loved that, man. Yeah. I was like, whoo!
Yeah, yeah. So those were a couple.
What about the live snake?
Yeah.
See, if you weren't at the show, you missed the live albino python.
Oh, yeah, that was something.
That was a great routine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all. I didn't know the snake was even there. And then she walks up on stage, and I'm thinking, wow, man, this is something that's possibly never been done before.
It was awesome. She did it from a movie. I asked her, what was it? You know, Matt? George Clooney was in it. From Dusk Till Dawn,
mm-hmm.
and that was Selma Hayek. I was like, she was popping up. I went, wait a minute, I know that routine from somewhere. I know that. Selma Hayek, yes, yes, yes. I was like, yeah. So she came backstage, and we talked about it. She had her snake around her. I made sure I was at least 5 feet away at all
times. She works with Julie, doesn't she, Matt?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time, too, so she's she's another one that's just kind of returning to competition, you know, and the draw was definitely that particular category.
You know, I did my best to try to talk to as many athletes as I could, and just simply with, it felt like I was in a whirlwind sometimes through the weekend, you know, trying to make sure everything's running smoothly. And so I didn't get to have conversations with everybody, but I did get a chance to visit with her a little bit, and she's a very nice lady.
Oh, Alice is great. Yeah. She is fantastic.
I really enjoyed getting to know her. Anything else that stands out as the highlight? I know there's one in particular, but we're going to save that for just here in a moment because he's here with us today. But anything else that stands out as you go, wow, that was cool. You didn't expect that.
There was a whole lot of those, a handful of them throughout the night, as you know, some big and some small. But there were so many just little things that just really made it work. It was really cool. And the crowd was great. That was a very active crowd. You know, they were into it the whole night, I thought that was really wonderful.
Yeah, and it was a packed house.
Yeah, it was a sellout.
For sure.
That was cool.
I mean, it was a sellout twice because we sold out of tickets nearly 2 weeks before. And then I got together with Tracy, and I said, you know, I was trying to figure out a way we could accommodate more because we were just getting bombarded with requests. Figured out how to add two more rows. We added 48 seats, sold that in about 12 hours. Then we got a couple of days later down the road. the request and demand just seemed like it was continuing to get bigger. We put 20 more on there and sold those out within a day or two. And when I talked to the hotel on Saturday afternoon, they told me, says, I think you've got the most people we've ever had in this ballroom before. And we were above maximum capacity. And they said, by the way, we have 7 chairs left. So there was 7 chairs left. And they brought that up because they had never seen that before.
Cool.
So we set some records on a lot of different levels. All right, it is my pleasure to bring on our next guest. And he is our new 2022 Mr. Chattanooga. And that is none other than Roberto Maniscalco. Welcome,
hello,
Roberto.
Hello, everybody. So it's real?
It is real.
Sure?
Yeah.
Somebody punched my face.
Absolutely.
I can't believe that. Can't believe it. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. So I'm so happy. We see, again, thank you, the judge. Especially the judge, because they voted me, and I see the show very, very, very power. Uh-huh. Everything is amazing, working good. Back to the show, like Adam, hey, you 20 minutes, you'll be ready. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, everything like a machine. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. I'm very fast, everything, and I see people that scream my name. I don't know where they are. I don't know. But I'm mostly part of the train station, fitness train station. So that's part of the family. So yeah. I know. It's everything is missing. I can't believe it. And thank you.
Well, Roberto asked me to come in the ballroom on Friday evening. He wanted to give me some suggestions that we needed to change. And one of the first one was he wanted me to move the speaker. And, you know, that speaker, yes. That speaker probably brought you good luck. If I'd have moved that, you probably wouldn't be our Mr. Chattanooga.
Probably. My the speaker is a blocked because I want to put some more roses in on my floor. Yeah. I said, I have this space.
Do you think the roses helped you with the judges?
I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But
so what? When I got your name from the judges, I stood there just a moment thinking, "Wow, this is big." And Kim was seeing it as well. Kim Chapman, my MC co-host and fiance, and she said, "I want to announce this. I want to introduce Roberto." And so she did. And when you heard your name, how did it feel? What went through your mind?
In my mind, I say that's just something wrong. I can know it's impossible this, but the people look at me and I see Jody and give me hugs. It's you. I said, wow, it's okay. It's me. It was amazing. And
what did you think your chances were? I mean, what was going through your mind? Did you think you had a chance? Did you think
No. I don't think I have no chance because Jody, it's the Mr. Chattanooga last year.
He was our reigning champion.
Yeah, he's the reigning champion. So Melvin, it's another good competitor.
Melvin Burns.
And I said the Mr. Chattanooga is possible. They're like a man physique. They want to see like a muscle man and a classic. Like this is the type. No, that is my mind. This is the type of Mr. Chattanooga.
Did you even have ambitions of achieving this title when you entered the competition?
No, absolutely not. My this year's my competition, my goal is just 2 goal. Winner, Mark Nipper, whatever. And Roger, that is my goal.
You beat
after
out.
After this, it doesn't matter if the position number one, number two. My goal is they're both always back to me. That is my goal.
So as long as you beat out Mark Napier, Roger, what about Christian Black?
Oh, Christian.
Was that a goal? Was that a goal of yours to beat out Christian, or was that a given?
He know
you already achieved that.
He have a chance with me. He know that. You know, he's good friend. He's good friend.
So, have you talked to those three friends since then? And what were their remarks?
No, they test me. They give me a test message day for the congratulation for the Mr. Chattanooga and for everything. And some fun discussion, and my response is that I told you I am the number one, and you don't have a chance.
So you've shut him up for a while.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I bring in something for Mark Nippers back to the stage. Maybe you don't see the pictures, man. Soon I post. I post soon.
Darren, our competition director, what did you think when Roberto won Mr. Chattanooga?
I mean, you know, Roberto brought an incredible package to the stage.
Talk a little bit about that and how Mr. Chattanooga was judged.
It's a little different. I mean, the Mr. Chattanooga, when you get to the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga, the final, who's going for the title of Mr. or Miss Chattanooga, you're no longer competing against people.
And we had the first place of each open.
Yeah, we had the first place of each open. Each open class had a champion. So we took the champions from each open class and put them and let them compete. So you had three or four different body types competing. Mm-hmm. But the unique thing about the Chattanooga that other shows don't have is up to a point you're competing against the person next to you. You know, it's a one-on-one, it's a one-on-three, it's a one-on-four. Whoever it is, you're competing against. That's who you're competing against up to. You reach the final. When you get to the final, you are Mr. Chattanooga bodybuilding. You are Mr. Chattanooga or Miss Chattanooga of a female bikini. You are that. But now what we're looking for is what that class represents. So if you're like if you're in Roberto's class and you're in Haley's class, if the bikini standard is this, how close are Roberto and Haley to the standard? And then it's the same thing with, you know, anything else, to the standard. So you're no longer competing against one another. You're mm-hmm. seeing just how close your body is to the standard of your class. Mm-hmm. So you're representing the class. And Roberto brought such a package that it looked like, you know, it was like, wow, this is when you break it all down, you know, and that's what the judges do. When you break it all down, Roberto is what looks like that class the most. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's different. That's why it's very unique. Because you, at one point, you're competing against everybody. Then all of a sudden, now you're the standard. So let's break down the standard, you know. And when you do that, when you take all of it away, Roberto had the base.
Yeah,
yeah, he was amazing.
Matt, you birthed Roberto's bodybirth career.
Gave good birth comeback. To it. Good comeback.
He miscreated these monsters.
So you birthed his career. How did you feel?
I was shocked as anybody. I think maybe the only one more surprised than me was Roberto. But no, especially Jody going in, you know, I felt like he seemed like he was going to win once he advanced through the bodybuilding, which was not easy.
No.
I mean, that was a very competitive class. I'm sure it was razor close. And then Jody's up there at the end. And then when they called it, but I had to unwind it too. And, you know, I spoke to some of the judges and hearing them talk about, you know, even I didn't immediately think about what that standard means. And, yeah, I think a lot of people were in the audience for certain didn't understand that. If it shocked me, I'm sure it shocked them because they're up there together and they think, oh, they're being judged against each other. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, once that was explained that that's not the case, if they're judged against each other, the bodybuilder is going to win 100 out of 100 times because he's always more muscular. He's always got the bigger frame. He's, you know, but when you judge to the standard of the class, well, in bodybuilding, you know, I now realize that's the hardest place to be because the standard on that is so high. You talk about conditioning bodybuilding versus Memphis, it's way higher in bodybuilding. You got to have the hamstrings and the striated glutes and the striated lower back, and you know, there's these check marks of what bodybuilding is. So, you know, Roberto being in men's physique, you know, I heard some commentary from other people that don't understand it, and it's like, well, Jody's legs were bigger, and you know, they're not comparing the two of them. So I just wanted to, I was shocked, and I had to have that explained to me as well. But once it did, you know, it really made sense. And man, I tell you what, it took a lot of guts from the judges to make that call based on that criteria. I think the easy call, you know, from the crowd and from everybody would have been Jody. And it just seemed like in the moment, everybody thought, well, Jody's got it. Jody's mm-hmm. got it. And I certainly I thought that as well.
Yeah,
you know,
I did.
That tells you that the judges took this very seriously. And it sounded like it was super duper close. And then the other thing I don't think people are aware of, and there again, it's a little different than other shows, so I had to be reminded myself. There were two judges on the panel that were judging presentation only. You know, Kyle Barrels, who's the professional dancer, that's what he was scoring. That's what he was looking at. So he wasn't judging as a bodybuilder or a men's physique. He was judging as a performer. And, you know, I haven't seen the scores or talked to him enough, but Roberto put in probably the best performance of the night. And
Thank you.
Maybe that's what put it over the edge. So there's a lot of moving pieces there, you know. So, but once I kind of stepped back and looked at all the criteria, it's like, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. And I think that, Sean, what you want for Mr. Chattanooga is who is the best performer, who's closest to, you know, where they want to be within that class, and how many boxes does that get checked. And you know, you go down that list, I have to say Roberto, he got it.
Mm-hmm. Roberto, you look back to that first day you walked in the train station. That was what, about 3 years ago?
3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. Yes.
Did you ever imagine anything like this ever?
No, never. Never.
Because going back even a little further in your history,
yes,
you were in a wheelchair not too many years ago.
Yes, many years ago.
So you for what you've accomplished in your life is very remarkable.
I don't know. That is what happened, but I never been making plan this in my life. So the first time I went, see Matt, and I say okay, and in my mind that is what happened. I want to do something I can do in my life first.
Mm-hmm.
And something better for me. Never have the plane for the competition or similar like that. But he changed my mind. So he changed my mind. He gave to me like it's more energized than I'm thinking I have inside me. So this is the point. This is my second year. So coming and show like that,
yeah.
And I have a good point. So I do some good, and I don't know what is the next plan for the next.
I already know the answer to this question, I believe. But who do you owe the most credit to for you achieving what you've achieved? I mean, who's the one person in your world? Is it more than one person? Matt's the first name that comes to my mind as your mentor, the guy that has, you know, been your trainer. But is there anybody else that stands out in your mind you want to recognize?
No, anybody. I do something in the past with on the gym. I go in and see the show, but never my mind so it. I have this, and Matt, take me out this. Him is the first one.
Yeah. Well, it's approaching 24 hours. We're recording this podcast late Sunday. What's the last 24 hours been like? Your phone been blowing up with text messages?
I recharged my phone 4 times. My social media explosion. So many people, they contest me with the compliment, new friend. I'm so happy because I meet new people on the stage. They are competitors too.
Yeah.
And I have a good conversation. So they now my new friend on Facebook, on Instagram. We talking about, so we make schedule and workouts together. That's amazing, no?
Yeah.
That is very, very, very nice.
Well, there's got to be a sense of pride because you have now shut up Mark Napier, Roger, and Christian Black. They can no longer post stuff on Facebook with you in all kinds of crazy situations.
I don't know. That we need to see in the first and in this week what happened. But I don't think they have can post in all contest something on the social media.
Yeah.
They know me, and I know they are who you are.
Yeah. So what's next for Roberto as far as plan to do any future competitions?
I don't know. I used to thinking about this. I didn't make a plan. I had to talk with my mentor.
You got to talk to your consultant, man.
Yes, I have to talk and I have to see and we see what happened in the next month. Right now, just my mind is, I want to turn off my mind. The only one right now is take vacation, go back to the Italy, see my family, stay with my family, pass down with my family. This is the whole right now in my mind.
Yeah. Well, when you go to Italy, you have to represent us well as Mr. Chattanooga.
When I go to Italy, the first time I go with the gate outside with the airport, I hold all my medal on top of me and the T-shirt. I know. It's me. That is my point. And no, I want to take all the medal and everything with me. And I want to go on the gym with my friend. Hey, look at me now.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me now.
Well, how does that trophy look? I mean, you got that sitting in your home, I guess? And
yes, it's in my home. My soon, the trophy, that's a big go back in
the
original, in the train station.
So it'll be on the shelf train station.
Of course.
All right. Well, I was going to tell you, I've already had to order some flowers for Monday. Because you giving Kim 3 dozen roses, that was a big deal to her. Matter of fact, that was the first thing we got back today, that she had to get a vase, and she prepared, and I said, why do you still got all those roses? Because some of them are, you know, looking a little rough right now. She says, I am very thankful that Roberto got these for me. She says, no one's ever given me 3 dozen. And so, anyway, you've stepped it up.
I see the pictures she posts on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Roses in the U.
Oh, yeah. She loved the roses. Well, anything else you want to comment about or share with us before we have to head to a break?
No.
Any final words for anyone out there of what it's like being Mr. Chattanooga?
I'm okay right now. I'm
happy. It's an amazing experience.
And but I'm thinking this. Everything is not impossible in the life. So
yeah.
Thinking this. After what happened in this, everything is not impossible. Yeah. Or not all is impossible.
Is it safe to say you will be in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo next year to try to carry on your reign?
Probably.
And hold the title? The old saying, as we said on the last podcast, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Remember, you promised me next year on the poster, my pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, you're promising me. That is my point. First, I need to see my pictures on the poster, on the middle.
I'm glad it's not you more brought Jody. That up.
I'm sorry, Jody. Sorry. It's no more him. It's me.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I thought of that last night. Because you photoshopped yourself into the poster last year on social media, and you brought it to my attention. Why was I not on the poster? Which you're just one of several that has commented that to me.
Let me see what's going on in my mind after seeing the poster.
For sure, Mr. Chattanooga and Miss Chattanooga are both featured on the poster. That's a given.
It's an honor. It's an honor for me. Thank you.
Yeah, so both of you will... And be on the poster next year.
Thank you, the staff Chattanooga Fitness Expo. They're doing something job for the competitor. They're working so hard, including the people with the light, everything.
Yeah.
The people. Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome.
They're very good work.
Roberto, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you'll represent us well.
Thank you.
All right, more Chattanooga Fitness download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you. On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. Each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., we're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder with the Chattanooga Times Free Press as they discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more. For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com. Built by Avalon Design Studios, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Darren Johnson and Matt Davis. This is our special post edition of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And guys, I think we've done a pretty good job covering it as much as necessary. It was a great event. Year number two was just a little bit better, a little bit sweeter. And we look forward to 2023. Also, too, I want to encourage folks to check out our new website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. You can go and listen to all of our past shows. We have season one, season two, and season three. And a very cool website, so I encourage you to check that out. Also, too, I want to recognize all of our great sponsors. Of course, our presenting sponsor of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo was Vascular Institute, Optimize U Chattanooga, People's Home Equity, RCL3, Goals Gym, Nutrition Factory, La Poche Tanning and Salon, Sam Edwards Jewelers, Fitness 1440, Bay Capelli, Texas Roadhouse, Medicare Misty, Benchmark Physical Therapy, Classic Rock, KZ106, Talk Radio 102.3, and 107.9 Country. All right, Darren, for folks that would like to reach out to you to possibly, especially the ladies, to look like Ashley Nelson did.
Boo, she's not rocking last night.
She did.
That's the first time she's been in a bikini, Dad.
Yeah.
The first time in a bikini, like not just, I mean, a bikini period. She's never been in a two-piece bathing suit until that, well, posing, but that night.
Yeah.
I mean, for her to, yeah, she did great. I was so impressed.
You know, we got to know, or Matt and I especially got to know her on one of the podcasts we did a few weeks ago. And I was so proud of her. I mean, to overcome, you know, she shared her story and to overcome some of the things we discussed with her. Man, I thought that was great.
I mean, think about it. She has, you know, she's the first time in a bikini. She has like a half of a kidney or something like that. Mm-hmm. She was a survivor of cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then to get up on that stage like she did.
Yeah.
You know, the backstory, a lot of this, like you said, the competitors, is amazing as well.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to share those stories here on the Chattanooga Fitness Download. And I'm looking forward to continuing to do more of those stories as time goes along, because everybody's got their own story of where they came from and how they got there. And everybody's story is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's many of them are inspirational. So at least today, you're still on social media.
For those that haven't suspended me yet. Yeah. Not today they haven't. They will, though. It's coming. Trust me.
For those that want to reach out to you, how should they do that?
Just get Darren, D-A-R-I-N Johnson on Facebook. It's easy. Just message me there. Yeah.
So if you want to look like Ashley Nelson, reach out to Darren.
Look out.
All right. Matt, for those that want to look like Mandy Livingston.
What? People, they still got to do the work. All I can do is. I'm just.
Mandy looked great. Of course, everybody looked great, but this was Mandy's second competition, and it seemed like she stepped it up just a little bit more.
I think everybody did that was up there, and you know that's hopefully what this show provides.
Yeah,
is that first step into the world of competition and physique competition. So,
yeah.
But yeah, the great day yesterday. Great day. But,
and I enjoyed the routines mm-hmm. that the ladies had. I guess that was classic swimsuit.
Yeah, the snake.
Yeah, the snake. And then
the fireworks from Randy. Pop, pop.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. I loved her song, Brick House.
Yeah.
And her bathing suit was off the chain, dude. I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just some more great highlights of the show. And, of course, Matt, for anybody that wants to reach out to you or your wife, Julie Davis, to look like some of the athletes, especially the ladies in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, they can reach you at the train station.
That's right. On Instagram, at Matt Davis, IFBB Pro, at Figure Jewels for Julie, and Matt Davis, Julie Davis on Facebook.
All right. Any final words before we go, gentlemen?
Good.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download, download number 52. To continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great guests, conversations, and topics from the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. For Darren Johnson, Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download. Click on the follow or subscribe tab for all future podcasts. A production of Whitfield Media Group.